believes in our times, especially in the Western world that has been stressed by a whole series of popes, is the need to have a missionary spirit, the need to participate in what Pope John Paul II called the new evangelization. New evangelism, not because it's a new gospel, it's the same good news of salvation, but a new evangelization because those who once believed no longer believe. I refer, of course, to nations, not individuals. To be a missionary, the heart, the basis of all evangelical activity, is witness, the desire to proclaim the truth, to testify to the truth, even at the loss of one's own life, rather than deny it. And that is perhaps why we have so many martyrs in our time, because in fact, in spite of the difficulties, in spite of the persecutions, there continue to be those who go forth in one way or another to proclaim that truth and to give witness to that. We see that in the Korean martyrs. We see it in so many other groups of martyrs who have, as it were, been the seed of the faith, the seed that from which arises the church in so many different places. Precisely that desire to risk one's life, to show one's love for Christ and to bring others to love him, which is the heart of what is called missionary activity. Can we all be missionaries? It's not necessary at all to leave one's own land. All that is essential is precisely this desire in one's word, in one's work, in one's form of life, to testify to the blessed fruit of her womb, Jesus. Will that risk death? It certainly will. All you have to do is go out and show yourself to esteem chastity, to esteem the virginity, to praise the Blessed Mother as the example of all, more than that, the mother of all, to risk your life. That is where the battle is at the present time, between the woman and the prince of this world. From ancient times, but especially today, the promotion of hedonism is one of the classic tricks to separate children from their mother. That is only but one example. But in honoring the martyrs, recognizing their greatness, they were very ordinary people. There weren't any PhDs, there weren't any what you might call great politicians, generals, financiers. They were simply ordinary people who lived their faith and who sought to bring others to share the good news of salvation. And so they lost their life. That has always been history, and yet over 2,000 years, the church is still there. And there are still missionaries, and there are still saints. So let us not be discouraged by the trials and tribulations and the seeming impossibility of the times, but rather take heart from their example, and like them, to beg Our Lady, the Queen of Martyrs, the Queen of Missionaries, the Queen of the Clergy, to help us to have that desire that we have received so much from our Lord, to seek also to share that good news with others at whatever sacrifice it may take. And if we do that, we shall surely find our Lord waiting for us, at the completion of our work. Well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your Lord. That joy we shall impart share as we celebrate his sacrifice and receive the fruit of that sacrifice, the food of everlasting life. Praise be Jesus and Mary.
Amen.